This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Although they're down 3-1, the Stars still enjoy the home ice advantage tonight at American Airlines Center, where Dallas welcomes Edmonton in Game 5 of the NHL Western Conference Finals.
So far in the postseason, home ice has been very friendly to the Stars, who are 7-2 at the AAC.
This year particularly, but you know, I think all the teams in the that are left are good at home. Your home crowd, your home arena is a big advantage this time of year.
Pete DeBoer is very aware Edmonton enjoys the same advantage at Rogers Place, where Game 6 will be played Saturday, assuming, of course, Dallas emerges with a win tonight to extend the series. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The city of Dallas extends its contract with Love Field through the year 2040. The airline leases 18 gates at Love Field, which is owned by the city, and officials say the agreement helps keep their costs predictable and ensures financial stability for the airport as the number of passengers just keeps growing.
It's no coincidence that thousands of emergency managers and responders are meeting in Fort Worth this week.
That's because hurricane season begins June 1st, and to help them prepare for the harrowing surprises Mother Nature can unleash upon any community, the Texas Division of Emergency Management annual conference runs through Friday this week at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Besides an expo and industry training, officials at every level get up to date on the latest best practices. Industry professionals use the conference also to network, share secrets they've learned in past disasters, and they form partnerships that may be crucial when you call 911. From the 24-hour news center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We told you about this as we were on the air yesterday morning, and authorities now think a lightning strike is to blame for a mansion fire early yesterday morning near Benbrook Lake. It took 90 firefighters 2 hours to bring this under control. One firefighter actually fell down an elevator shaft in the 10,000-square-foot home, only suffering minor injuries.
Those twice-a-year time changes may soon be a thing of the past in Texas. The state Senate has approved a plan to stay on daylight saving time all the time, if that's allowed by the federal government.
When Congress acts, we will have made a decision, that sort of thing.
State Senator Jose Menendez has been pushing for this change for years. If signed by Governor Abbott, Texas will join 18 other states that have adopted laws like this. There's no word yet when Congress could take up the time change issue, which has been dubbed the Sunshine Protection Act.
It is 7:07. Well, it all seemed lost for the Mavs financially until they got that number one pick in the NBA draft.
According to Mavs CEO Rick Welts, the team generated $7 million in new season ticket sales in the first 3 days after fans learned that Dallas will have a chance to select Cooper Flagg of Duke. Welts made the comments to the Wall Street Journal. He says within the first 24 hours, the Mavs received 28 times more phone calls for season tickets. After the disastrous Luka Doncic trade, some estimate it showed the team was likely to lose over $100 million over the next several years. Welts also made it clear that the Mavs are moving ahead with a new arena that will be a basketball-only facility, which they expect to be done before their lease ends at the AAC in 2031. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United States will begin revoking visas of some Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. The 21-year-old woman linked to the deadly jet ski crash in Grapevine Lake discovered Tuesday with packed bags, leading investigators to believe that she planned to further evade capture. Decker Lynn Alejandra Gonzalez-Gonzalez is currently in custody facing several charges. A coyote injures a young girl in Frisco, prompting swift action by her mother and local wildlife officials. Three coyotes have now been removed. Authorities are urging the community to avoid feeding animals and to report aggressive encounters.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Everything you need, nothing you don't, in 20 minutes flat. It's 7:23 now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, your news for Blue Nail Roofing. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. If, it's a big if, the Stars are going to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals, they need to start winning like right now, like tonight. Dallas is down 3-1, one more loss, and their season is over.
The Stars need to win 3 straight to avoid a third-round exit here for the 3rd straight year.
It's never easy when you're not scoring. I think it's more frustrating when you're not generating anything, and I think we're generating chances, and you know, it just hasn't been going in.
Face off in Game 5 of the Western Conference Final tonight, right here at home at the American Airlines Center. Puck drops at 7 o'clock.
That's NBC5's Evan Anderson reporting.
The Rangers could not get the bats going last night, managing just one hit in a 2-0 loss to Toronto. Josh Smith had that lone single in the first inning and then no hits the rest of the way for Texas. Starter Tyler Mahle just was great again, 6 shutout innings, dropping his home ERA all the way down to a league best 0.82. But Bo Bichette's 2-run home run in the 9th inning off of Jacob Webb was the difference. Texas drops the series and gets a day to regroup before the Cardinals come to town tomorrow.
7:24 here on the KRLD Morning News. We're the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, guys, our news cycle is just remarkable. I mean, you go to sleep, you wake up, it's a whole new day all over again. Yesterday, it was profit-taking across the board. We'd had a pretty good run, but most of the averages were down 0.5% or so. Then got up this morning, and of course, the news of the Court of International Trade ruling that Trump had overstepped his authority by invoking these emergency laws to impose the tariffs. That really set the stock market and all the futures sharply higher. At one point, I saw the Dow up over 400 points. Right now, it looks up 99, so we've cooled our heels a little bit. But the NASDAQ still looks up 270 and the S&P up 44. So, tariff, front and center, all over again. We'll see what sort of an appeal process they go through, and it looks like there are lots of fallback options for the administration. But this is still, you know, a very hot issue. Meanwhile, we were really eagerly anticipating and in some cases fearing the earnings from NVIDIA, this hot artificial intelligence semiconductor chip company that got caught up in all the controversy with China. What could they sell to China? What couldn't they? How many products did they have to eat that they were planning on shipping out? That stock's up 6% this morning. They had earnings that were better than expected. The guidance was strong, even taking an $8 billion hit on revenues because of China. They still see $45 billion coming in revenue. So that stock is like I say, doing very well. And that stock alone is 6% of the S&P 500. So one of the reasons we're seeing the rally coming there. Salesforce was going to be additive to all of the averages. It's a Dow component. And early on, their earnings were enough to give that stock a lift in pre-opening. But now it's slipped. And that may be one of the reasons that we're seeing the industrials average peel back from what had been its best readings of the day. Crude's up 4 cents, $61.88. Gold's up $12.20, $33.34.60. And interest rates are back up a little bit, almost to 4.5% on the 10-year. So right now, the S&P average looks up 49 points. The Dow Industrials average looks up 114. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is, we're getting a report now that the State Department this morning is now reviewing all visa holders associated with Harvard University, not just students. It's 727.
Now the latest developments in that Grapevine Lake fatal kayak incident over the weekend. The 21-year-old woman accused of driving a jet ski into the kayak and the 21-year-old man who helped her flee the scene were both in the country illegally.
We're Venezuelan nationals in the country illegally. Once the state of Texas goes through the process and the criminal charges, we'll take custody of them once the state of Texas is finished with them.
That's Dallas ICE agent Josh Johnson. He says both were arrested when they crossed the border initially back in 2023. Then they were released and were waiting for court hearings. The two were arrested on Tuesday at a home in Oak Cliff.
It is 727 at KRLD, and, you know, Broadway fans, they love their shows. They've been waiting for this reunion, and now it's happening.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
The original cast of the Revolutionary musical will celebrate the show's 10th anniversary with a reunion at the Tony Awards. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Jonathan Groff, Leslie Odom Jr., Anthony Ramos, and Ariana DeBose are all expected to raise a glass to Hamilton. The 78th annual Tony Awards will air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus a week from Sunday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.